California's hydroelectricity generation to drop by 19%. EIA. Harsh drought conditions have reduced the water in reservoirs. Hydroelectricity generation in the first quarter of 2021 is 37% lower than the same period last year. The EIA forecasts a drop of 19% in the hydroelectricity generation this year. Hydropower generation in America's most populous state has been severely affected by the historic drought currently ravaging the western United States. California is currently experiencing some degrees of drought, with over 33% of the state experiencing exceptional drought. These conditions have affected the state's water supply levels and hydropower plants. Due to climate change, mountain snowpacks, which serve as a natural reservoir by providing meltwater during the spring and summer months, were below normal this year. Most of the snowpacks melted quickly due to high spring temperatures. This meltwater rarely accumulated in reservoirs as it was absorbed by drought-parched soils and streams, leaving reservoirs across the state at low levels. California's largest reservoir, Shasta Lake, is currently at 48% of its average capacity. The second largest reservoir, Lake Oroville, is at 40% and is expected to fall further, which could lead to the shutdown of the Edward Hyatt Power Plant for the first time since it commenced operations in 1967. With this year's harsh drought conditions, the U.S. Energy Information Administration, EIA, expects hydroelectric generation in California to be lower than in recent years. Hydropower generation in the first quarter of this year was already 37% lower than the first quarter of 2020 and 71% lower than the same period in 2019. The EIA forecasts that hydroelectric generation in California this year will decrease from 16.8 million megawatt-hours in 2020 to 13.6 million megawatt-hours in 2021, a 19% decrease.